Welcome to the Club 937 podcast. I'm Jay, the producer, and this week we're sitting down with ourselves to talk about why we hate the Grammys so much and to give you a pretty big update about the future of Club 937. So sit back, relax, grab a beer, and let's jump into the conversation.
All right, we're recording. I found good intro music built into Riverside. You guys ready for our new intro song for the remote?
Oh boy.
Shit. Right.
Oh boy. I got nothing, Chief.
Hold on.
He was rocking to it by himself.
It was on preview.
Ready for it?
Ready? Here we go.
Got a friend named Kevin. Welcome to the 937 Club.
I like it. I think it's suave, you know?
Right.
It is.
And it's a really, it's an easy guitar line too. So I'm always a fan of the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I like that. That's cool.
Well, you learn it. Let's do it. Let's do our own take on it.
I already got it, bro. Sorry. I got the strat right here, bro. It's in. We're ready,
next,
dude.
Next sesh. Wow, here we are again, fellas.
Here we are. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, homies.
Hell yeah.
This is an episode of firsts. I mean, we've already released an episode this year, but this is the first one that's been recorded this year. It's the first one with me as a resident of Ohio.
Ah, Ohio. Hello from Ohio.
Hello.
What do you think up there, man? Columbus area, right?
Yeah, Columbus area. I finally took my first trip to downtown Columbus over the past weekend, or I guess New Year's, a couple days after New Year's, maybe.
Survey says
Columbus is basically Bethesda on a river.
Oof, Bethesda on a river.
Okay,
It's not like a city, you know, like Baltimore or DC. It's a suburb that turned into a city, it feels like, you know. Columbus is just an overgrown college town.
Yeah. Is it hoity-toity?
Is it more Browns or Bengals?
Oh, it's all Browns.
Browns.
It's all Browns. It's all Browns here. Yeah, I mean we're what, 45 minutes south of Cleveland?
Oh, okay. All right.
So Cincinnati's like a couple hours away, so yeah, this is Browns territory. But
you're
I don't know,
Brown
it's nice.
Town.
Yeah.
Taking a train to Brown Town.
I don't know, man. It's weird. People are nice here. People are very, very nice here, and it kind of weirds me out. Like, people just say hi to you on the street and smile, and it freaks me out because I am not used to that. That is not what I grew up with.
That's not the Maryland way.
That's not the East Coast. Like, the whole East Coast. That ain't the East Coast way, man.
It's not the East Coast.
Yeah.
Dude, like the day after I moved here, I was sitting on my front porch and this guy walks by, two kids, two dogs. And he waves hi to me and I'm like, hey. And he's like, did you just move in? I'm like, yeah, yesterday. And we ended up having like a 20-minute conversation.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what.
That's how it was when I started going out to Southwest, out to New Mexico. Like, I'd get gas at a gas station, and the person at the gas station is talking to you for like 20 minutes about everything. And I'm like, man, like, I really got to go. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, what am I doing here? Like, I have to go. Right. I'm from the East Coast. So I have to go, you know?
Right. We always feel like we're running late.
Yeah.
Yes.
constant state of panic.
There was something they put up on Facebook that said Maryland was number two and number three happiest place to live. And
what?
then the comments, yo, people were going and they were like, where? who did you ask? Because it wasn't none of
way
us.
Way out west, that little skinny part right next to West Virginia, there.
They went to St. Mary's County because they did not ask any of us.
They went up to like Rising Sun at the top of the Chesapeake Bay.
Right. Camp Spring.
I think I've mentioned it before. Like, I always, when I think of Maryland, I think of like the outskirts of the cities, you know, like that's always Maryland to me. That's home. But if you go like 20 minutes out from where I'm at, you're like kind of in the woods, man. Like you're just kind of just out there, you know,
that's true.
And nowhere. Like there's a lot of Maryland that's like very woodsy and kind of foresty. Yeah, kind of like untapped, but just like big and green. You know, there's a big green Maryland around us. We're just used to the concrete, you know.
I was in Frederick earlier today, man, and just like driving through like one of the banks I had to go to, just like driving through, like you see like, you know, you can see like where they like just put like the shopping centers, you know, the normal shopping centers, the grocery stores and your restaurants, you know, Chinese restaurants and sub shops and all that stuff. But behind all that, it's just like a setting of mountains and trees and stuff like that, man. You know, and it became real surreal real quick, man. It's just like, you know, that's the kind of peace, I guess, in a way that some people are looking for. Just to wake up and walk out and see that in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, it's a slap in reality, man. It was cool to see, man. It was just good to see, like, not seeing the city smog and you know, hearing horns and all that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of horns, I guess more so sirens, I think I'm getting indoctrinated because, like, the sound of sirens actually startles me now. It's weird.
You're starting to mellow out already.
I'm starting to mellow out. I hear sirens. I'm like, what was that?
Oh, my God. For me, like in Aspen Hill, like a siren is like, it's 1:15, you know?
Right.
Up, it's 1:35, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. It's weird.
But speaking mellowing out, man, I have a beer. Tez, do you have a beer?
I do. I don't know if I'm a cracker or not.
What'd you bring?
But I did. Crooked Crab, what is it? Is it Kolsch?
A Kolsch, yeah.
Return of the Crab.
This is for our man Dan at Crooked Crab. The Krabby Kolsch. Yeah,
he Kolsch. Look at that.
Ooh, Tez busting out a best of. I brought a best of too. I got the Elder Pine can, and I got two. I brought two of them. I got the Bitter Geezer ESB, which is the one I'm excited for. That's the bitter one. And then I got the Smoked Hell's Lager, which is supposed to be a real smoky lager. So I got two to try. I don't know if I'll get through both, but we'll have a stab at it, shall we? Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I crack that one. I tell you, man, it's been. I don't know. I just haven't felt like the urge or anything.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's
to try something new.
It happens. Well, Jay was before we hit record. Jay was also talking about us trying to get into coffee a little bit.
Or at least me, so I'm not left out of this whole segment of the show.
Since Jay ain't on the beers, you know, we'll give him a coffee. And coffee's its own scene, man. I mean, it's like, it's pretty crazy how deep that rabbit hole goes. So I'm down. Well, I'm going to do a pop.
I mean, when the sober kids spend 13 hours a day at Starbucks in between meetings, you kind of get, you know, you get fixated on coffee a little bit.
Dude, y'all had that death proof, you know, bulletproof, death. You know,
the coffee.
The one with the skull on it.
With the skull, yeah.
What's it called?
I haven't had it. No,
dude.
Death wish. I think.
Yes, dude. I had that in a Keurig cup. That was on the rack, you know, and so I popped one, made it, drank it, and popped another one, and did like, cause I always two cup, bro. When it comes to Keurig stuff, I gotta two cup it. The second one had me just like had me like just whomped, man. It was crazy strong.
Yeah, well, I'm working with what am I working with? It's called Kuju Coffee. This is actually a gift from the company that built my PC. It's pretty cool. It's like this little, it's pour over coffee. So it's specially ground and roasted to be pour over coffee. And it comes in this little pouch with these tabs and you just hook it over the side of your coffee mug and pour the coffee into the pouch and it just brews right there in the mug. And it's really, really good. It's a medium roast, notes of oak, chocolate, and honey. And you can actually taste the oak, chocolate, and honey. There's no bitterness or nothing. It's really good. I highly recommend it.
Telling you, Tez, that's
I shouldn't be drinking it this late.
That's your game changer right there, bro. You should try it.
What?
Let's try to get into coffee. Let's be coffee snobs, man. I'm down. I mean, I'll keep the beer, but I'll also do the coffee too.
I haven't had that either.
You're wild, dude. Like, I only really drink three things in life, and it's like coffee, water, and beer in that order. You know, like that's my day, you know? but yeah, man, no coffee, no beer, huh? Sheesh.
It's been new. It's been new, man.
Tez said he was eating like a rabbit. Or no, not what were we talking about? What was it? What did you say? You're eating like white people food or something like that? So good.
No salt. No salt, no seasoning.
He's like, dude, I'm eating some white people food, man, some rabbit food. And I was like, man, good for you, bro. Like, welcome to it, Tez.
It was needed. I just
You're gonna be one of those black dudes with the gray beard and the six pack. You're gonna be one of those like Pinterest dudes.
I don't know about all that.
That's gonna be your new thing. I can see it.
Nah, I ain't in the gym like that.
You got a little Idris Elba about you. You got a little Idris about you. I can see it. Get yourself some big old shoulders, big old six pack. Boom.
We'll see where it go. It's Planet Fitness.
You gotta get a stomach tattoo. Get yourself one of those stomach tattoos. Tough, bro.
I don't even know what it would say. It's gotta say something.
Baltimore, bro. Just get Baltimore tattooed across your stomach.
Nah.
It's hard.
Nah, man. Nah.
Well, I love you, Tez, man. Look, man. Mi casa es su casa, and mi quinoa es su quinoa, man. Welcome to the welcome to the healthy revolution, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I like quinoa too, bro. I appreciate it.
So, all right. So, why are we here? Because we are here to tell the masses something. What are we here to say?
Nothing, man. Just a touchdown, really. I mean, touch in, you know, touch, whatever.
Touch,
you know.
Touch back.
Touch base. Yeah,
base.
There you go.
Base.
Yeah. And
touch,
you know,
butts.
I mean, I went on a couple times and I told a couple people about, you know, what the plan is and, you know, what we're working on for the future. And, you know, I kind of want to verbally get into it and, you know, let the people know what we plan on doing in the next year, which I think is going to be a very, very, very big thing as opposed to helping boost our show, you know, and with local music, man. Like, I'm kind of excited to see, you know, local artists live, really.
Well, so you haven't really announced it yet. Like, what's to be the voice, man? Like, what is it you want us to create for you?
No, we'll drop it towards the end.
Ah, well.
So you just
sit tight, friends. We'll get to it as soon as we can.
Yeah. But first, man. An hour of bullshit.
Yeah, right? Right. Okay, all right. We can wait. Well, so, I'm excited for sure. I'm there for it, bro. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think also too, you know, timing, man. It's award month. What's it called again? The Grammys. Yeah. It's Grammy time, bro. So,
so you want to talk some?
I meant nothing.
I do, man, because there's some things that I saw that kind of irked a little bit. One main thing was the Muse thing, man.
Hold
I
on,
can't
man.
Get over that.
All right, so Jay, as a producer, get on your and because you have a big setup, pull up the nominees for this year's Grammys if you can.
All right.
So
okay, here we go.
So when you look at these nominations, it's like what you're going to see when you see these lists is you're going to see all these old names and big names, and you're going to see all of this very, very cookie cutter, plain stuff going on. And it's just, to me, it's just showing that the Academy or the overlords that have the strings for this kind of event, they're not hip anymore, man. They're not with it. Like, it's just... Jay, read any kind of top category for us.
Is ABBA still making music?
There you go, my friend. Thank you for finding it, dude.
They're number one on the list on both Record of the Year and Album of the Year. Yeah.
And you need to go down to Rock Record of the Year, too. They're nominated for Rock Record.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. I know Rock Record. It's like ABBA, Machine Gun Kelly, God, I need to see the list again to see what it
That's
is.
That's not even, oh my gosh.
Well, dude.
Because.
Yeah. Go. Do you think, Tez?
He got sauced by
Best
the boy
Best pop
M.
duo group performance. Don't Shut Me Down, ABBA.
Yeah. MGK
best pop
got
vocal
sauced.
Album Voyage ABBA.
Yeah, man. But hold on. MGK got sauced.
What do you
okay?
mean? What sauced?
By Eminem.
Oh, Eminem. Yeah, but that was forever ago. That's when he went punk. That's when he went all Blink 182
exactly.
and stuff.
And then because he did something with Travis Barker, it like I just don't understand how you are hardcore rapper, you know, you doing all this rap, that's what you come out as, like this big almost gangster rapper, like you trying to do, repping Cleveland and all that stuff, and then you come out, you wearing all pink with the chains and the skirts and the metal boots and you get nominated for album, like what?
Wait. There's something like, much more important that we need to talk about.
I think Jay found
when
something else.
Fuck did Muse become a metal band?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh man. That one got me, dude.
Yeah, bro.
That got me,
dude. Yeah, bro.
As a metal guy, which I always will be in heart, you know, like, golly.
That's the one that pissed me off.
Yeah.
MGK and the Muse thing is what pissed me off because MGK has not put in work, especially to be on the punk. Like, you're not punk, bro. Like, I'm sorry, you're not punk. You can throw on some, wear as much pink and all that as you want. Like, the only thing you really depressed about is because you got smashed by Eminem when you went at the GOAT, you lost. And you got songs to write about it. Like, you fit the emo description, bro, but that's not you, Pimper. That's not you.
I don't know. Like, I can't knock him for wanting to cross genres to do something that's a little bit more moody and weird and whatever. Like, you know, I understand that. Like, you don't have to be hip hop forever. But
no, you
I mean,
don't.
It usually goes the other way around. Usually, the emo kids become all the
it does go
become rappers.
It goes the other way too.
He went real gimmicky.
I'm not even like knocking the gimmick punk thing. Like, if that's what you want to do, man, I guess maybe the world needs a Machine Gun Kelly out there for all the young, you know, kids to run around to. I mean, I'm not knocking that, but for a Grammy, to be nominated to be you're the best right now. That's kind of what the Grammys is like, quote unquote, supposed to be. And so also on the rock list is the album Crawler by Idols. Idols are probably one of my favorite bands in the world right now. Like, these guys are just so original and they try so hard and they've been together so long and they're finally getting their break. And that record, Crawler, man, it's fantastic. Like, it's just a beautiful, beautiful record. It's about recovery. That's nominated. And that should win. Like, I've listened to all these records, man. Like, that is my favorite rock record of this year, for sure. And they're totally going to lose to Machine Gun Kelly or ABBA, dude. You know, it's just like, damn.
Well, ABBA is not best rock album. They're not listed in best rock album.
Who's best rock album?
Who else is in there?
Best rock album. Dropout Boogie by the Black Keys. The Boy Named If by Elvis fucking Costello and the Imposters. Crawler, Idols. Mainstream Sellout by Machine Gun Kelly. Patient Number 9 by Ozzy Osbourne. Lucifer on the Sofa by Spoon. Spoon's still making music?
Dude, listen to those names. Spoon, Ozzy
Osbourne,
Elvis Costello. The Black Keys even, you know? I mean, look, the Black Keys wail. I ain't saying they don't wail, but of course they're going to get nominated for a Grammy. Every record they do is going to get nominated for a Grammy, you know? Like,
I don't know. Ozzy was still doing music.
And then, yeah, like, and dude, why are you putting Ozzy on Best Rock Record, man? Like, did you hear the new Ozzy record?
No.
It's okay. You know, like, it's good.
I literally just said I did not know that man was still doing music.
He kind of isn't.
I didn't know his skeleton could take it.
I love Ozzy, man. I truly, truly love Ozzy Osbourne. You know, he's one of the godfathers of this whole thing. But is he nominated for metal or no, Ozzy?
Best metal performance, yeah, for Degradation Rules.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne featuring Tony Iommi.
Who's going up against the Muse?
Muse is best metal performance. So that's going up against Call Me Little Sunshine by Ghost. And Ghost is not a metal band. They're a hardcore band.
Right.
There's a difference.
And also Ghost is like a, whatever. Okay. Party on. Okay.
Who else?
Okay. So Ghost, Will Be Back by Megadeth. And there's Killer Be Killed by Muse. Degradation Rules, Ozzy Osbourne featuring Tony Iommi, and Blackout by Turnstile.
Yeah, dude, where is, like, Turnstile's kind of rad. they've been around forever. Like, all these names have been around forever. Like, there are so many good metal bands out
there. And one of them's not metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ghost has been around forever. Megadeth has been around forever. Ozzy's was like the person who birthed metal. Turnstile's been around forever. And Muse isn't metal. What?
So, I mean, it kind of seems like it's set up. We know who's going to win. They just found a category to put them in to win. You know what I mean?
Like, kind of. Yeah. I mean, man. The whole thing is like, it's not rigged, but it's just like, it's just, why?
Beck,
you know?
Beck is nominated for best rock performance.
Beck is pretty rad. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I Beck. Yeah. Beck is pretty good, you know. What's hip hop? Go to hip hop.
Bryan Adams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bryan Adams is in best rock performance.
The country dude?
No.
No, man.
No.
Bryan Adams
Everything I do, yeah. I do it for
do
you.
It for you. You know,
oh, really?
Everything.
The commercial.
Yeah, and
that dude is it.
Robin Hood, right? Wasn't it Robin Hood? No. What was it?
No. Best rock performance is Bryan Adams, Beck, The Black Keys, Brandi Carlile, Idols, Ozzy Osbourne featuring Jeff Beck, and Turnstile.
Go to hip hop, man. What's hip hop look like? Is it hip hop or is it rap? What is it called?
I don't know.
There should be both.
I don't know if there's both or not. I'm not sure.
Let's see. We got pop, dance / electronic, contemporary instrumental, rock, alternative, R&B.
Hit me with the R&B first.
All right. R&B. Best R&B performance. Virgo's Groove by Beyonce. Here With Me, Mary J. Blige featuring Anderson .Paak. Hers and Hers, Moody Long. Over, Lucky Day. Hurt So Good, Jasmine Sullivan.
I think she's gonna
and
take
then
that.
We got
Jasmine.
And then
yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
And then we got best traditional R&B performance.
Traditional. I'm thinking
so you get R&B and traditional R&B.
Traditional, I'm thinking like Temptations or something, man. Like I'm thinking like you know, I'm going back with it.
We got Snow Allegra, Babyface.
Okay.
Featuring LMI. Beyonce, Adam Blackstone featuring Jasmine Sullivan,
okay,
and Mary J. Blige.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure. It's like, out of my league.
I feel like that's another one that they just threw somebody into a category to win.
Beyonce, Mary J. Blige. You know, like, yeah, dude. It's the same thing as rock, man. It's the same thing as rock.
Especially since Beyonce's song became a TikTok, you know, the little dance thing that everybody's doing.
The Break My Soul one?
We're getting fucked up tonight.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
all right,
it's been made popular, so, you know, it's something to vote on. So, yeah, popularity is going to win that one.
I love Beyonce, too, though. Go to rap, bro.
Rap.
Go to rap.
Best rap performance. God Did, which is DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday.
Of course.
Right? You hear the trend here, folks? All right. Keep going.
Vegas by Doja Cat. Pushin' P, what? Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug. FNF, Let's Go. Hit Kid and Glorilla. I don't even know, man. I'm so out of fucking touch.
Yeah, Glorilla. Yeah.
The Heart Part 5, Kendrick Lamar. And then we got Best Melodic Rap Performance.
Wait, Best Melodic Rap?
Yeah, so there's Best Rap Performance, then Best Melodic Rap Performance.
Melodic Rap, okay.
Okay.
So that's Beautiful, which is DJ Khaled featuring Future and, what is that, SZA? Wait For You, which is Future featuring Drake and Tems. First Class from Jack Harlow. Die Hard, which is Kendrick Lamar featuring, I can't even pronounce that, and Amanda Reifer. Is that Reifer? Or is it just Reifer spelled weird? Big Energy.
Could be Reefer.
And Big Energy Live, Latto.
I don't even know most of these words, Tez. I'm not sure. You know more than me, maybe, huh?
Yeah. The Tim's one, Tim's Future, and who else? Tim's Future.
There's Future, Drake, and Tim's. Wait For You.
That one could easily pull it. Yeah. Because Tim's has been busy. She's been all over the radio.
Yeah.
Again, popularity, man, but she's good. Like, her stuff is good.
Should we take a look at Best Rap Song?
Best Rap Song.
Ooh.
Best rap song. What about best rap album?
That's,
I want to hear about the album.
That's next. That's after song. I'm just,
yeah,
I'm just
give
going
a song
down
first.
All right. First one is Churchill Downs, which, oh, it's listing all the producers and everything. Hold on. Oh, Jack Harlow featuring Drake.
Okay.
God Did, which is DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Heart Part 5, which is Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick.
Pushin' P, Gunna featuring, Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug. And then Wait For You, which is Future featuring Drake and Tems.
All feature songs with all these same guys.
You know?
I
mean, the fact that Khaled gets nominated for so much and that man does not rap.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
And he's nominated for Best Rap Album.
Yeah, you said like three times what he's been. Yeah. He's been nominated for like three different things, and he does not rap at all.
Best rap,
yeah, where is Earth Gang? Where is Earth Gang, man? Where is somebody that is just like killing it right now?
It's clearly it's not talented anymore, man.
Okay, let's go to rap album, Jay. Please give me something good. There are some good rap albums this year, man.
Best rap album. God Did, DJ Khaled. I Never Liked You, Future. Come Home, The Kids Miss You, Jack Harlow. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, Kendrick Lamar.
Of course.
It's Almost Dry, Pusha T.
Ooh, yes. That's Tez's boy right there.
You know what's funny? Alternative only got two categories. Like everybody else has like best album, best song, best performance. Alternative only has performance and album.
Anybody good on the list for alternative?
A lot of people who have been around for forever. So best.
You don't say.
Right. Best performance.
Surprise, surprise.
Best performance is There'd Better Be a Mirrorball by Arctic Monkeys. Certainty by Big Thief. King by Florence and the Machine. Shay's Lounge by Wet Leg. And Spitting Off the Edge of the World, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, featuring Perfume Genius.
Ooh, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs song is pretty good.
Yeah, and then
I like that band in general, man. That's an awesome
band.
Yeah
Yeah Yeahs are good. And then best alternative album is We by Arcade Fire. Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. What the fuck? By Big Thief. That is such a weird album name. Fossera by Bjork. Wet Leg by Wet Leg. And Cool It Down by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Yeah, she is. Hmm.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's got a girl lead singer, right?
Yeah, Karen O.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on Yo Gabba Gabba. I remember now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
they were.
Yeah,
man,
they
well,
the birthday
so
song
I, so
Yo Gabba
the band
Gabba.
I was talking about, Idols, they were on Fallon last night. I guess they caught a train, because they're from UK. So I guess they caught a plane over and hit Fallon. But man, thinking about it, man, like it must be weird to be in a band playing a late night show because it's only one song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's no set. No. So, yeah, and like man, Idols, they're so explosive when they perform that, like, they were all set up, and they're up there moving and stuff, and it's, like, one song. It's like, gah, that's so hard not to rip into another one. Like, once you're all set up and tuned up and soundchecked, like, all you want to do is just go.
Yep.
That's got to be tough, you know? But it's massive exposure, you know? Like, I don't know, how many viewers does Fallon get per night, you know?
A bunch. Plus, he's got a huge following on YouTube. So it's going to be like repeat plays.
I watched it on you. I didn't watch it last night. I watched it on YouTube this morning.
There
man.
You go.
You know, like,
case
of course. Yeah.
In point.
Yeah, absolutely. But they did good. I mean, they killed that one song. I mean, they did great, man. When I saw them in DC, man, that was one of the funnest shows I've been to in years, man. They were so good. So I hope they win, man. I don't think they will because the system is broken.
Well,
but
I mean,
I hope that they win.
Is.
All of
Killswitch wasn't even nominated.
No, Killswitch wasn't nominated.
They could be. They could be nominated in the metal category.
They could.
Unlike,
but they're
Muse,
not gonna be.
Because they're metal. You mean like you know like
yeah.
They're too underground, too edgy. You've only
yeah,
been around 20
that.
Years.
Well,
you know.
But the Grammys have always been that way. The only music award show that ever came close to like actually representing what was actually going on in music at the time was the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah, that was pretty modern and pretty like, you know, young bands were winning and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So, you know, the Grammys have been this way. And it's the same thing like the The Oscars, the Academy Awards, you know, it's all like you watch the Academy Awards and it's like you're expecting like these every film that wins is a film that nobody's heard of. It's like some artsy film that never went anywhere that like the half the people like. Seriously, like I live in a world with filmmakers and every year during the Academy Awards, people are like, I've never even seen the movie that won.
Yeah, I don't see too many of the winners, the best motion picture ones. Yeah. I usually don't catch them. You know, like it's like Brad Pitt lost 50 pounds to play this role. You know, right. It's like he's going to get the Oscar, you know, because he lost 50 pounds. That's hard to do.
Exactly. It's it's always some movie that nobody's ever heard of. The Grammys is all it's because it's not the people who are nominating and it's not the people who are choosing. You know, it's the
old powers, you know, it's the old dinosaurs that still have power.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So
they're the ones that's called a Muse metal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's just that makes no sense, man. That makes no sense.
Right. It's not a metal record.
All the metal that's out there, and we're getting like alternative bands and metal. Like, I don't even know what to call Muse. They're like, what is it, like heavy rock or something?
They're rock. Like, they should be in the rock category.
They're rock.
They're definitely rock.
Red Hot Chili Peppers got nominated for Best Rock Song.
You don't say. There's another one. They're like, of course they're going to get that. Anything to like, and now look, not knocking the Chili Peppers. The old Chili Peppers are amazing, but they've been in the game so long that anything they put out is going to get nominated because they are who they are.
We're headed in a direction where, you know, winning Grammys is going to become where it's just a thing. You know, it used to be prideful and you won a Grammy. That means your work paid off. Now it's really just like who's the most famous.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think it's basically always been that way. It really has.
Yeah, and it's like, who's cooking the books, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, all right, well, let's nominate ABBA for 5 of them so they can bring home 3 of them, you know, or something, you know?
Did ABBA even, ABBA put out an album? Like, I didn't even...
News to me. You heard it here, folks. ABBA, ABBA put out a record this year.
ABBA put out an album called Voyage in 2021. Apparently, ABBA, they also put out an album in 2014, 1994.
1985. 1973.
It's 2021, 2014, 1994, 1981, 1980, 1979, 1977, 1976. So they took a break from
a little break
from 1981 to 1994. So 13-year break. Then they took a 20-year break and put out an album in 2014. Oh, that was a live album. That was live at Wembley. So that wasn't even new music. And then Voyage came out in 2021.
Well, dude, it just goes to show you, man. De novo, man. There's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
We're only like, we're just over a decade. You know, we've got plenty of time to get back together.
I've been writing lately, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Moving to Ohio got me all nostalgic, you know, feeling a little homesick for Baltimore and... I've been listening to there's a band called The Wonder Years. I don't know, they're really cool. They've been around for a really long time. They got like, I don't know, 6-7 albums, something like that. They started off as like a shitty pop punk band, but like they matured. Like somewhere along the line, they realized that like just because you're a punk band doesn't mean you have to be shitty musicians. Kind of like Bad Religion, you know?
Totally.
But like the singer is really good at like storytelling. Like when you listen to the music, you can like see what he's talking about. Like it's really like vivid imagery and really like powerful. But he sings a lot. Like he basically just sings about whatever's going on in his life when they're writing the album. So it's kind of like if you've stuck with them from the beginning, it feels like you're growing up with the band. But he's an amazing lyricist, and he's just like really inspired me to start writing because like that's kind of those are the like types of it's weird. Like, I don't know. I thought I might talk about this tonight, actually. Like I've been thinking a lot about like how my taste in music, especially like lyrically has changed. Like, it used to be all about Nirvana, which was just swamped with metaphors to the point where you could barely understand what the fuck Kurt Cobain was talking about. And like, lately I've kind of like been listening to a lot of stuff that like paints a picture where it's like really easy to tell what they're like, what they're talking about, what they're singing about, and you can like see it and feel it and like understand the story behind it. And that's, I don't know, I've been writing a lot of stuff like that about like missing Baltimore. Ooh. And
Jay's writing stories. I'm looking up the Wonder Years right now on my phone. It's a 6-piece band.
Dude, 3 guitar players.
And all of them look like Jay's buddies.
Right?
Like it's like 6 different Jays. It's like 6 different versions of Jay.
Yeah.
Are this band, man.
Well, you know? I've always been a fan of them, but I recently I was scrolling through YouTube and apparently they made a documentary about the recording of their latest album, which they did like right. They started writing the songs like during the pandemic, during a period of time when like they weren't playing live and all this stuff. And they like rented an Airbnb to go write the songs together after quarantining for 2. It was the whole thing. But like, it really got me like, I don't know, whenever I watch music documentaries, all I want to do afterwards is write music.
You know? Of course, man. You know? No, yeah. Watching music docs is like part of my studying when I'm writing.
Yeah.
I like watch a Bob Dylan doc, and then I watch a Miles Davis doc, and then I watch a Led Zeppelin doc, and like, you know, I just like,
yeah,
get into the zone of these deep artists, you know. And
yeah,
Tez, did you ever watch that Netflix one, the Count Me In? Did you ever watch that drummer documentary?
No.
Dude,
I couldn't remember the name of it.
You
but now that you said it,
dude, I'm you going have to watch it. You yeah. have to yeah. watch it. It's crazy, dude. Like, I was like, when I finished watching that movie, I was like, I'm gonna be a drummer, dude. Like, I'm not even playing guitar no more, man. I'm a drummer now, man. Like, it was it's yeah, amazing. Is that
the one? He's deaf, right?
No. That's the Sound of Metal. This is it's all these famous drummers. Taylor Hawkins is in it, man. It's a couple years old, and then it's a couple like young coming up drummers, and like, it's, you just gotta watch it, man. Count Me In, dude. Like, you, it's called All Count right. Me In. It's on Netflix. You have to watch it.
Yeah,
put it on your list.
I'm
for
gonna
sure
watch it. I'm
rock watch docs it. Are amazing.
I'm gonna watch it.
So Jay, what do you want to do? You want to do like folk music or rock music, or what do you want to make?
I mean, the only thing I have the capability of doing right now is like acoustic stuff. The only problem is like most of the stuff that I'm writing wouldn't really go well as acoustic stuff.
Yeah,
it's all well, very. I mean, some
well,
of
write
it
notes, write notes for the next day Nova album.
Well, dude, you like some of the genres are blending, man. Like,
yeah.
I just started listening to what's it? There's this band called Four, like the Roman numeral 4, and the Strange Band, and Four is basically Hank Williams IV.
Yeah.
Like, his name isn't Hank, but he's Hank the Third's son. His name is like Colden Williams, you know? So it's like he's the fourth in line from the Hank Williams bloodline, right?
Right, right, right.
But his record is like equal parts like bluegrass, outlaw country, and like doom, sludge, rock music, man. Like, it's such a cool, interesting mix yeah. together. And yeah, I think that's a cool thing. Like, if you can mix some of your old style with who you are now, I think that's a
yeah.
that's a huge benefit.
I mean, it's
know?
Definitely got its like, you know, pop punk, you know, undertones for sure. Funny enough, like, I don't know why this like came to me, but I started thinking, oh, you know what it was? I was going back and I was listening to old episodes of the podcast, like the first few episodes of the podcast. And I listened to, I think it was in the pilot, when we started talking about John Blank, and I actually like kind of wrote, I started writing a song called Survivor's Guilt, and it was all like based on that. And like, yeah, I could probably turn that into an acoustic song, but like, it's the same thing. It's like really vivid imagery. Like, there is no fucking question what I'm singing about. It's
you're not vague anymore.
No,
huh?
there's no being vague anymore. But I don't know.
I think I know what you're leading to, man.
I'm the opposite, man. Like, I started listening to a podcast to learn how to write lyrics to songs because
really?
Because I've always followed like the Iggy Pop rule, which is 25 words or less per song.
Right.
you know? So I'm going for like a couple statements, like some power haikus or something like that, you know? I want my point to get across, but like the way I've been thinking about it lately is all I want out of lyrics is I want to be able to sing it in a way that it does something to me, like that it like sparks us something that makes me crazy, you know, like something that gets me going.
Yeah.
If I can project that, then I'm on a good track. If I just fill it with cool words that sound good together, I'm not selling what I'm singing, you right. know, so you have to mean it.
Well, I think that's why I've been writing the way that I've been writing is because like,
yeah,
I mean it. And it's like an accurate kind of depiction of what's been going on in my head lately, which is just a lot of retrospection.
You're an incredible writer, though, dude. Like you've been writing for so long that like, Tez, you remember back in the day, like we'd be working on something. And by the time we had it figured out, Jay already had like full lyrics to it, dude. Like full lyrics. I'm like, dang, that didn't take long, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool,
we were
man.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
They never were spoiled with Jay as the lead singer, man. Cause like once we got out and start doing other things and seeing how it really can go with other singers, man, it was just like, yeah, we need that old time back. Cause like, I ain't trying to call no names, man, but like, it was just, yeah, it was a major disappointment, man. It really was because so we never really had like personal expectations of Jay. It was, we all had the end de novo. There were rules that we didn't have to speak of. And everybody know at the end of the day, we have a job to do in order for, in the beginning, the four of us, which, you know, later on became five of us in order for like, it reminds me of Drumline when the dude said one band, one sound.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And, you know, no matter what, when we went to the studio and Jay didn't even have a song, but he had an idea. And by the end, when we recorded that song, Jay had a song written. But Jay knew that Jay had a job to do in order for the one band, one sound to make sense, for it to come together as it needed to. Jay knew what he had to do.
Well, like, I'm
given all the antics and stuff that he went through and get, but he still got the job done because Jay knew what his part was, man. And it was something that, you know, there was four pieces of weight that had to be held up, and it had to be held up equally. And it did. And it worked. That's why people still, bro, they never still getting likes in the group. It's till this day, it still works, man.
Yeah, well, whatever. We sucked and then we were good. You know, like, it's all good. Whatever, you know, like,
we had to suck to be good.
Yeah, so I mean, that's my legacy band, you know? But, man, I did learn something from Jay that I'm going to try on my next recording session. I just booked some more studio time for the 10 Roars for this year. In a little while. We got time, but I booked it. And I think this time, so Jay, what I've been doing is I've been texting myself ideas, right? And like little like lines. And I'm like using those to write the songs. But I think I'm not going to write nothing until I go to the studio. And then I'm going to put it from the phone to paper and sing it to paper from the phone. So kind of like you used to kind of write on the spot, like you'd kind of have your ideas, but then once the track was laid, you'd kind of like put it together for the song, like the version we did for the studio. And I think that's the way to do it. Like if you have it too figured out beforehand, then you're going to mess up in the studio, you know?
Yeah, it was more like there was always, I mean, a lot of the songs I had written well before we went to the studio. It was just like the way that I wrote is like if I could find one spot in the song when you guys were writing it and practicing it, if I found that one spot in the song where I could just drop like a sweet line, I could build the rest of the song around that. No problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's that, yeah. You find your moment and then the rest of it kind of, grows before it or after it. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that time I wrote that Grammy nominated Roll It Up.
You wrote the name.
Roll it up.
Yo, you know what we should call that one, man? Roll it up, man.
What are you talking about? I wrote the song too.
You did write the main beat, the stomp. You know, the stomp.
Yeah.
That song was incredible.
Man, we were just and still are dynamic when it comes to this music thing, man.
Always, man.
You guys
there's no other way to be, man.
You guys ever think about what we would sound like now? if we had kept going?
A couple times, yeah. Yeah, I definitely have.
What, like the 10 roars with a singer? That's what I would sound like. I don't know. Like, that's pretty much how I sound, you know?
I think, what was the last joint called? Cook Road.
Cook Run Murders.
No.
No. Witnesses.
Yeah.
I just found four copies of that, by the way.
I got a couple left.
I know there's a couple at the shop. I think I got like two. I think that was like maybe where we would have capped off as hard as we would have gotten with Dana Lo. We were kind of trying to get the metal thing so hard, but I don't think that that's where we would have ended up.
I don't think so either.
Because we had a sound, man. We were just trying to figure out how to build our sound. And I don't think complete metal would have been our sound.
No, I think we would have always had some metal elements, but I think it would have probably been kind of a hybrid between what De Novo sounded like at the end with what Ten Roars sounds like now, I think.
For sure.
For sure.
Dude, I got sick of metal in like 2011. Dude, wait. I've been out of metal forever. I was in a metal band and I was like, God, I'm so sick of doing this thing.
I still like it, man. I still like the drops and the breakdowns are still.
Nah.
It's some of this stuff, man, is getting too, like, it's getting real repetitive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many drum triggers you can put in one guitar part. It's getting like a little out of hand. Like, it's getting horrible.
Yeah. Well, look, I like I said earlier tonight, I'm always gonna have a little bit of metal in me. So like every now and again, I'll bust into some metal stuff, of course. But I like progressing over the ages. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm playing now is who I am right now.
You know, what it reminds me of
what?
August Burns Red, Texas in July. It's like the Pan Pam thing.
Pan Pam?
The Pan Pam dilemma from Step Brothers.
With August Burns Red and Texas in July?
Yeah, because it's like August. I think when Texas in July came out, August was on like, I want to say like their second or third album. And it's like they didn't even go far from like the name, like Texas in July.
September, like, you know, Winds.
Like, you really changed it up there. But
October,
then, like,
October pumpkin lattes, you know?
It was the same kind of breakdown, same kind of trigger beat.
Yeah,
same kinda,
man. That's what lost, you know what me, I mean? Man. Like, that's what lost me for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music just, I don't know, man. It went in a way that we, in the next 10 years, man, is just going to have to be wiped clean. And we're going to have to start all over with some of these genres. Because it's just the direction it's going in. It's horrible, bro.
That's
horrible.
That's how music goes now, man. You know,
that's
what we've been talking.
Nominated for a
right.
metal album.
That's this whole Grammy thing. Is that like, you know? I think we're all kind of fed up with the way that the system's been. So you know, I'm all for young. I guess, I mean, look at us, man. We're trying to boost local music. You know, that's kind of our mission. And so that also goes without saying that, like, you know, we're not your Grammy folk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
All the work. I know Will Sims put in way more work than MGK. He ain't nominated.
Dude, time out real quick. Tez, this Smoked Hell's Lager, MP Romatic. God, dude, it's incredible, man.
Is it?
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. And it's warm. Like, it's been sitting here for an hour or so, like while we've been doing our thing. It's even better warm. It's weird. I'm going to save you one. You got to have one of these.
All right.
Well, what else do we have to say? Because we're just going on about the olden days at this point. Like, what do y'all want to say?
Well, Tez had an announcement for something that we're going to start doing in 2023, right?
Yeah. So about that news from earlier.
About that news. We promised you an hour of bullshit. News. You got an hour of bullshit.
Totally. What's up?
But it was all worth it. So in 2023... Club 937 Podcast will be partnering with Crooked Crab to do a live showcase to bring y'all live music. So this is something that is going to give us a chance to see the artists that we bring on here and see what kind of draw they get and see what they sound like live, man, because obviously record and live sounds different. So, y'all, I always thought about, what if we hired a Sandman? So I'm like, these bands get on stage and they suck, we can have somebody come out with a long cane and tag them off the
stage. Dude, I'm about to say, man, we're getting into music showcasing business. I'm gonna get myself a suit and like a pinky ring, you know, like a gold pinky ring, and show up to the showcase like arms crossed, all boss mode, like, you know. I'm into that. Yeah, I'm a promoter now. I'll break your thumbs. Yeah. I'm a promoter.
So it's really, man, it's really, you know, again, because we've already created one avenue for local music, but I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand, man. So, you know, it gives them now a stage to perform on too. Not only, you know, we got the podcast to talk about your music, but now you're getting a stage to perform on. So, you know, we're kind of in a way, man, you know, I don't know how much, but we are helping careers get boosted. You know, back in the day, nobody had no radio shows and nothing to go on. And then you get to play your music too. So, you know, really see if the people like what you're doing.
Yep. Does Daniel at Crooked Crab know about this? Or are we just going to show up and like put on a show up there?
We gotta have the meeting and stuff. Yeah, they know about it.
I was just checking. I was like, so, man, you know, does Crooked Crab know that we're doing this yet or not? Because we could just show up. I mean, I'm down. I'll still wear a suit with a gold pinky ring, you know, and like.
No, this is definitely something we talked about and discussed.
I'm excited for it, dude.
We got another meeting to have so we can iron out the details, man. But hopefully we can get one. Hopefully we can get the first one done by the end of January. If not, February will be our start. And we're going to have the artists that come on here. We're going to have, you know, it may be a point where some artists may get ahead and we have the artist first and to come on the show. But you get to see and talk to, or we get to talk to the people that we're going to have perform, and, you know, vice versa. So, like I said, man, it's another avenue for live music.
And I'll be here in Ohio feeling the FOMO.
Yeah, man.
Well, Marilyn, I always have you, bro. Always.
So my only contribution to the podcast, besides my presence, of course, you know, is over the past year, I've been getting back into the scene with the Ten Roars. So I'm meeting people and artists and stuff again. So that's kind of my thing, is I'm looking for like people to hook on and bring onto the show with us. So I got a couple in mind that I've been talking to that would be cool interviews and cool people to have. And, you know, if it works out, maybe we can line them up for a showcase. And I think it's awesome, man. I'm ready to contribute, to be the guy. Yeah. You know?
We're gonna do it, man. 23 is, you know, it's a year for us to take over, man. Any year is a year for us to take over, for real. But 23, man, we got, you know, we added people to the staff. We introduced Rosie to the group. Yep. We haven't introduced Greg yet, but we'll get there.
Dude, they already know him. What are you talking about? He's like episode 4 or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
man. He's alumni, man. He's alumni.
Greg is now.
DJ Urban Cowboy is now part of the 937 Posse.
Yep. He's my assistant editor.
Right, Jay? See, all those years you wanted assistant, man. You asked me and Tess, boom, baby. You got yourself an assistant, baby.
Right. That's it. And we're gonna give him one of the nights at the whatchamacallit too, at the Crooked Crab too.
Yes.
Dude, I'm gonna wear a special suit for that show. I gotta get suits, Tess. I'm getting a suit game now, bro. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with the Vans and hoodies, man. Vans and hoodies, huh? Suits now. That's it.
Not at all.
So Jay, from all the way from shiny Ohio, what's your contribution to this year?
Editing, producing, making sure you two don't fuck it all up. In 2023, I'd like to start bringing some more people, maybe from outside the music scene, because we were talking about just trying to give artists a platform, you know, and there's some independent filmmakers out there that could definitely use, you know, a boost and a place to talk about their stuff. I got a couple that I'm going to be reaching out to and maybe try and get some people from the filmmaking world on the show as well.
That'd be fun, man. I'm all for learning about the silver screen. That's where all the magic happens, you know, in the movie business. Jay, you should write a record in this year, bro. Write a record and me and Tez. me and Tez will be your shamans, man. Well, I mean, we'll be your guides.
I got I do have a 4-song demo that I recorded like a couple years ago. The Heroes Turned.
I know Rez ain't doing nothing.
The Heroes Turned Human demo.
I'm still waiting to invite Rez on the podcast, man. Like, Rez should be here now. Like, there should be another box on the side with Rez in it already, you know? So, just saying, not a sermon, just a thought, you know?
Ew, we tried that.
Rez, you're coming, bro. We'll find you. Don't worry, we'll find you.
We know where you live.
Well, look, y'all want to do a lightning round?
Why not? Let's do it.
Yes. Let's do it. Yes. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lightning round, round.
Wait, we got to decide right now who gives first, who gives the first answer, who gives the second answer.
Well, both y'all got to answer all. Who goes first? I don't know.
It don't matter. Go ahead, Jay. All right. Jay, go first.
Would you rather eat a cat or a dog, and why?
Dog, because it's been proven in many Asian countries.
Tez?
Wait, what has been proven?
A dog is a delicacy in some Asian countries.
Yeah, so I call them chow, bro. So this is a chow. I think a chow is a dog. Mean, I don't know.
That Mushu with that chicken, that's cat, bro.
Well, which one, Tez, cat or dog, and why?
I'm going to say cat, because 9 times out of 10, we probably already had it.
Cat by association. Got it. All right. Next question. Ooh, this is a big one. We've been talking about this too. You can set up your dream band. Who's in it? It's a tough one. You gotta think on your feet a little bit. Don't take notes. You know, just whatever comes to mind is who's in your band.
All right. Assuming that I am the singer, we're gonna
go.
It's
your band, man.
We're going Travis Barker on drums. We're going, can't remember his name, bass player from Rise Against, and Jeff from Bad Religion on guitar.
That's it? Four-piece?
Okay. Four-piece. Okay.
Dream band.
Vocals, I'm going, of course, my man from Deftones.
Chino.
I'm going with guitar. To be with Chino, I'm going with Tom Morello.
Ooh.
Morello is a god, man. Yeah.
I'm going second guitar, bro.
Ah, good
I'm
man.
Going second guitar with the boy Zach Wild.
Zach Wild and Tom Morello. Jesus. Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's going to be killer.
That's some swinging balls right there, my friend. That's some swinging balls. All right.
And bass player, I got to go with Peanut.
Peanut. Yeah, dude. Peanut, slap that thing. beat that thing, right?
Beat that thing. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Okay. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken.
Yeah, the chicken.
Losers. Okay. Ready? You can bring one thing with you to a deserted island. What do you bring?
Guitar. Acoustic.
Some sort of food.
Like,
I would bring seeds of a fruit.
To an island?
Yes.
If there's one thing an island's got, is fruit. Like, island's gonna have some fruit. That's like where fruit's gonna be.
You didn't specify.
Well, I mean, it's not a deserted wasteland. It's like an island, like a deserted island.
Well, Tom Hanks didn't have fruit when he got there.
That's true. So. He had no fruit. Okay, cool. Yeah, Tez would bring fruit seeds. Cheers. Okay. You get the keys to a Tesla and a Harley. Which one do you pick?
Tesla.
Harley.
Let that sink in. Okay. These questions, there's a specific, say who you are as a
there's
person.
A specific,
mind power.
There's a specific reason for that, though. I am way too easily distractible to be trusted on a fucking motorcycle.
But Harley's freedom, bro. That's freedom on a can, my friend.
Not for me.
It's tough.
For me, Harley is death.
And you got to respect the bikers.
And I mean, a Tesla will drive itself. There's some perks to that too. Maybe I don't feel like driving. The Tesla can drive for me, you know? But Harley is freedom.
No wrong answer here.
Nah, no wrong answers. All right, last one. This is a good one too. What's your favorite Looney Tunes character?
Wile E. Coyote.
Looney Tunes?
Looney Tunes.
I'm going with Looney Tunes. Was it Looney Tunes Jr.?
Okay.
Or
Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons. Yeah. What was his name? Not. Gosh, it wasn't Buster Bunny. It was the one that was like the little Bugs Bunny. What was his name?
Yeah, it was Buster. It was.
Yeah, I think it was Buster.
No, was it Buster? I don't think it was Buster. I know the girl's name was Babs.
Googling.
Busters and Babs. Yeah, man. I think that was it.
Jay's about to Google it.
Yeah, well, he's production. This is what they do, these production guys. Yeah, you know? True. Yeah.
Buster true. Bunny.
Buster.
Voiced by okay. John Cassier.
Wait. Okay. Thank you, Jay, for the clarification. So... Wait, I didn't ask why in my notes, but like, why Buster, like over Tasmanian Devil, over Foghorn Leghorn, Yosemite Sam, you gonna pick Buster Bunny. Why Buster, Tez?
Because he was, I mean, Buster and Bugs, because I mean, you know, Tiny Toons was just a little, you know, little bitty them.
It was like alternative Looney Tunes, man.
They were the automatic leaders, man. No matter what, they were the automatic leaders. But Buster was a little bit more advanced than Bugs was. You know what I'm saying? Bugs always got himself kind of in the... All his scenarios and situations were the same. You know what I mean? He had beef with the same people all the time. It was always the same.
Hunting
you know what I mean?
Season. Duck season. Yeah. Wabbit season. Yeah. Duck season. Yeah. Gotcha.
Buster was a little bit more advanced. He was a little bit more elusive. He was like... He was charming, but he was still like a little bit mischievous at the same time.
Sure.
Buster was, but they were both natural leaders. No matter what, there could be episodes that came on that everybody wasn't on, but you was going to get Buster and Babs.
For sure.
No matter what. No
well,
matter
like,
what.
Well, like, when y'all were kids, y'all watched Animaniacs?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they brought it back on Hulu, right?
Yep.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's new. They did a new season of it, and it's just as good, if not better, than the originals, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they completely... figured out how to translate from the 90s. It basically, it's like they've all been in a time capsule the whole time. So they pop out and it's like 2019 or whatever. And they're like, what the heck is this?
Okay.
So everyone's like cramming all this stuff down your throat, you know? And like, it's really, really good. It's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. Yeah. Animaniacs is super smart. The new stuff is gold. That's what it reminds me of. When you said Buster Bunny and all that stuff, like that's totally Animaniacs too. It's that forward thinking, you know, that leadership that you're talking
leadership,
about.
Leadership,
you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was having a conversation. Me and Tanya were talking, man, and I feel like you know, as we get older, man, we're still trying to figure out where we are in life and where we should be and in our places and you know, how we should go about navigating the world. And I do feel like a lot of ways in my life, man, I'm meant to lead. You know what I mean? Like, not just take these ideas and run with them, but I'm meant to lead, man. Like, you know, give people, you see the people have stuff that we didn't have, you know, i.e. this podcast, giving artists another platform that we didn't have, you know what I mean? Like,
sure,
just leading, man. And it just, you know, I want to be a giver. I want to give back. I don't know, you know, I know this is one way, the showcase is one way, but I think it's important to give back, because we milked the teat for so long, and we still are, and we, you know, we have knowledge to give artists. We have that knowledge because we did it for so long that's just the best way I know how to give back.
You sound like such an old dude, bro. You sound like such an old head already, man. Like, you got an old soul, Tez. I that's what I love you for, man. Like, you got a very, very
thanks, bro.
Classic. Thanks, bro. You know, like, I'd hug you right now, you know, bro. I would totally give you a hug right now, man. I'm hugging you from the computer, bro. I'm with it, man. I'm with it. And that was the most, like, that was the deepest lightning round I've ever done. I got so much heartfelt content from my lightning round. Like, how am I gonna top this one? Just, you're gonna have to tune in and find out, I suppose, you know. Yeah. All right, can we get the hell out of here, man? I gotta go walk my dog and stuff, man.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed.
Thank you guys for tuning in once again. Check us out for the future stuff. 10 Roars is dropping a record soon to plug my own band. Plug. Yeah, the 10 Roars record. I'm waiting on test presses now. So pretty soon the record's going to be out. So that'll be a thing. We got to do some kind of 937 thing for a record release. Definitely got to.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's got to all coincide.
You got to take advantage of your own platform, man.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
So that'll be cool. And other than that, man, I'm excited to bring you guys some new talent. And yeah, like Tez said, let's try to do it, and let's try to do it on your podcast, and let's try to do it live.
Yeah.
So cheers.
Yeah, excited to be back. Happy New Year, everybody. Excited to bring a filmmaking element to the podcast this year, hopefully. And yeah.
And coffee.
And coffee. Lots.
Yeah.
And lots. And lots of coffee. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, do us a favor. Tell your friends about it. Share it. Like it. Give us a 5-star review on wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We would appreciate it. Please and thank you.
Oh, show. Yeah, get in the group. Get at one of us. Get in there.
Yeah.
Let's do this, man. We can't grow unless we have y'all. So help us get there, man. We trying to reach a goal, man. So help us get there.
Or I'll break I'll break your thumbs. with my suit.
And on that note,
my gosh.
Peace out.
Support CF. You know how we do it. Love y'all. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man.
All right.
Talking to you too.
Oh, appreciate you too, man.
God. All right.
Oh, man.
Later.
All right, love
Bye.
You, boys. Peace. See ya.
And that's it for this week. Again, if you enjoyed this episode of the Club 937 podcast, make sure to give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And as always, click the link in the show notes, come over, say hi on social media. We'll see you over there. And in the meantime, thanks for listening.